Yes, good morning. We've been promising it for the last couple of days, and the time is now. Our special Hollywood star is just about to join us in the studio. Now, the Moon Man is just coming up from the car park where he's met our special guest. Robin Bailey has her eyes closed.
I've got my hands on them like I'm five.
You're going to go weak at the knees very soon.
Really?
I'm coming through the hallway.
The problem is you've built it up. It's going to have to be bloody good.
I know.
It's bloody good.
How far away are we?
Let me just have a look outside.
It's real. This is happening.
Okay, my eyes are back closed. I've got my hands over them like I'm three and
front
I'm playing hide and seek.
Just opened.
Right.
Here he comes.
How did he get this?
Here comes the Moon Man.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
With our special guest.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great surprise.
Can I open my eyes yet?
Yeah. You can open your eyes.
Come on in.
Here we go. This is the guest.
Come on in. Who?
Who? Who is it?
Marlo and Robin, it's Danny Glover.
Hey, Hollywood superstar Danny Glover is in the house.
Robin. Right, it's Robin. Robin,
do you want to stand there?
How did you?
Somebody is older than me.
Let's talk about Danny Glover, actor for, like I said, you know, four decades.
Yeah.
They say there's a saying in showbiz: it takes 20 years to be an overnight success. All of a sudden, 1986. Did you ever imagine? Yes, it came out in 87, didn't it?
It came out in 87.
Yeah.
We're shooting that right now, 32 years ago.
32 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you imagine it was going to be as big as it became?
It's interesting how you turn down movies in a sense. You know, I had just finished The Color Purple.
Yeah.
And The Color Purple had come out. I was in Chicago at the time, and I was there doing a play there. And I got a script. I got several scripts. One of the scripts I got was to play a role in Predator, the first Predator.
Right.
Jeez.
And it so happens that the role I was to play had me being very physical to a woman in the movie. Well, I couldn't do after Color Purple. I couldn't do a film.
Oprah would come after you, as would Whoopi.
A film where I'm abusing a woman in the witch column after The Color Purple. So I turned that one down. I got the other script. And I remember it was on a Monday that I got the script. I was asked to fly out that night from Chicago to Los Angeles to have a meeting with Mel. And we read the script. And I remember one of the three heads of Warner Brothers was there and said, let's go make a movie right then. As soon as we finished the script, boom.
Had you ever met Mel before?
It's interesting. When I was working on The Color Purple, the woman who was the dialect coach for us on The Color Purple was working with Mel on the river. And so she was going back and forth, and I talked to her about how much I liked Mel. I'd seen Gallipoli. She conveyed back to Mel that I liked him, and then Mel conveyed to her, said, man, I like this cast work too. So in a sense, then we ran into each other at the Venice Film Festival, and this is in 85. He said, man, it'd be great to work together.
Right.
But none of that was on the shelf. None of that was in front of us, at least what was in front of us. But yeah, I mean, it did well.
Then did
it just
well.
Killed.
It absolutely exploded.
It killed in the video rental.
And of the four, which is your favorite,
you
Danny?
Have to choose,
the
yeah.
second one.
Yes. South African one.
You know, but both Mel and I and Dick had something to do with changing the storyline, because it is another storyline. It wasn't about cougar runs. It was another storyline, but we changed the storyline.
So, Danny, do people come up and ask you to do chunks from the movie? Because
there's one thing that I get all the time. I don't care where it is.
Come on.
You know I'm getting too old for this shit. I mean, you can't imagine how many times. I'm walking on 56, on the east side of 56 in New York.
Yeah.
And I walk by a construction site. You know, I walk by there anonymously, and I don't say anything and everything else. And then I walk past these guys who up on the witch come. Someone spotted me, didn't say a word. By the time I got about 10, 15 steps past it, all of them in chorus said, we're getting too old for this shit.
Because you have got an amazing career. Brendo, name your favorite Danny Glover movies, please.
Oh, well, when I was a child, Angels in the Outfield. Loved
it.
Operation Dumbo Drop. Thank you very much.
Dumbo Drop.
The Witness.
But of course, there's one thing that you get remembered for. I've got to say, it is an expression that I've used on this show before. And so I just want to run you past my, I'm too old for that this shit, okay? See whether it rates. If you don't rate it, I'll never do it again, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I'm too old for this shit.
How would he go?
It did pretty good. It did pretty good. You know, that line, that just happened to be a line that was improv.
Oh, it was your line.
It was improv, as they're saying. Jake Donna, the beautiful thing about working with Jake Donna and Mel, we did a bunch of improvisation. You know, I mean, that one, do we go on 1, 2, 3 go or 1, 2, 3 go?
All right.
That was all improv.
we
used that. That was the first the time we used it when we crashed that plate glass window everything else and everything. And then we used it in the toilet scene.
Yes.
The scene on the toilet scene. We kind of took that moment, but that came out of total improvisation. And most of that toilet scene was improvisation. That was a beautiful thing about working with Mel. We had a long leash to do some stuff.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We know that you are very busy. We thank you so much for giving us time. You're here for the ACTU Triennial Congress to look after workers, to fight for their rights. Not a lot of people know you're a political activist.
Yeah.
So tell us about why you're here as part of the ACTU Triennial Congress.
I come out of a union household. And my parents came to the U.S. Postal Service in 1948.
Jeez.
When they expanded, they were getting the expansion of that. So from the outset, you know, the union was an incredible facility. I think in some ways, for young parents, my mother and father, that was a bridge for their own involvement, engagement as citizens as well. You know, so there's always a correlation, I think, between union membership and citizenship.
Danny Glover, it has been an absolute pleasure. One of the biggest stars we've ever had on this show. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Take care, baby.
Yeah, no, all right,
Dan.
All right, man.